Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. I hope your day's been great. I hope your week's going really well. It's Thursday, and we're almost to the weekend. Well, this week, I've been thinking about this one phrase a lot, and here's the phrase. Without a fulfilled life, you don't really have a life. Man, think about that for a second. Without fulfillment in our life, it's not really the kind of life that we want to live. I read an article that talked about one of the late great actors, Robin Williams. We lost him in 2014, and some have even called him a national treasure. His story was pretty remarkable. He was a guy that started with absolutely nothing, and he said, you know what, I want to have my own TV show, and he does it. And then later, he's like, I want to make more money than I could ever spend in my lifetime, and he does it. Then later, he says, hey, I want to create a beautiful family, and he does that as well. And then later, he decides, hey, I want to be known as a movie star, and he does that. And then later in life, he's like, I want to win an Oscar, but I don't want to do it in the way that most people know me for being funny. I want to do it as a serious actor, and he does it. I mean, everything the world said that he should accomplish, he does it. Lots of money, lots of fame, lots of fortune. He could have done absolutely what he wanted to do. And then he hanged himself. He hanged himself in his own home, leaving behind a beautiful family and millions of people that were touched by his art. And I started wrestling with that. I started thinking about that. Here's a guy that had everything the world says you should want, and yet on the inside, he was still unfulfilled. He was able to make everybody else happy except himself, right? An unfulfilled life is really not the kind of life we're called to live. And honestly, there are seasons where we put on a good face. There are seasons that we put on a good show. There are seasons where we look good on the outside, but on the inside of us, we're unfulfilled. Now, there's a lot of ways that we can combat this. The Bible gives us a great, great picture of how to combat this. But today, I just want to give you a few things that come from Paul's words to Timothy. It's in this little letter called 2 Timothy. And here's what Paul says to this young guy that's trying to lean into what God's called him to do. And here's what Paul says in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. But God has not given us a spirit of fear. I think one of the things that drives a lot of people is this motivation of fear. In fact, if we're not careful, we allow fear to lock us up. We allow fear to cause us to stand still in our tracks. But here's Paul's word to Timothy. God has not given you that spirit of fear. Yes, that fear is real, but it's not right. He says, but God has given us, listen to this, power and love and self-control. And then he goes on, and as he's writing to them, he says to them in verse 9, who saved us, and he called us with the holy calling according to the works. And as he's writing to Timothy, it's like he leans in and he says to Timothy, Timothy, don't let fear paralyze you today. Don't let fear cause you to second guess. But he reminds him and he says to him in this letter, he says, I want you to stoke or to stir up the flame of God that is inside of you. One of the best ways to find fulfillment is to say, you know what, I'm not going to let fear paralyze me, but instead I'm going to find a way to serve somebody. Think about that. True fulfillment is when we get out of ourselves, when we quit focusing on our circumstances, when we quit focusing on all of the junk that's in our life, and we find a way to take the gift of God that he's placed inside of us and we put it to work. See, here's what I know about you. Is that if you are a believer, if there's been a moment that you've placed your trust in Jesus, he's placed at least one spiritual gift in your life, maybe even more. But that gift inside of you is meant to be stirred up, that gift is meant to be stretched, and that gift is meant to be used for the good of the kingdom. And I think one of the reasons why there's people that really don't feel that fulfillment, they don't feel that contentment, is because there's a gift that hasn't been opened. There's a gift that hasn't been used. And when that gift just sits in your life, untapped into, unused, it begins to spoil, it begins to rot, and it leads to this sense of unfulfillment inside of us. So today, I want to encourage you, man, you can have a fulfilled life. There's a lot of ways in the Bible, and we may talk about these in the future, but one of the best ways to find fulfillment is to find somebody that you can serve, to stand up to the fear and say, I'm not going to allow fear to paralyze me, but I'm going to put my gifts to work. I'll be praying for you today as you wrestle with that, as you think about that. And hey, I want to invite you to be part of what God is doing here at Sugar Hill Church. Man, we've got great ministries for preschooler, children, students. There's a ton of great things going on. But one thing I would encourage you to do, if you're a parent, to download the Parent Q app, Parent Q, C-U-E, the Parent Q app. It's free on the App Store, and it's a great way. It's a great reminder of how to take those little moments and allow them to make a big difference in the life of your kids. Hey, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.